AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The U.S. presented Iran with a plan to pause the fighting. Iran said no, responding with its own plan. This is White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt.
There does not need to be any more death and destruction. But if Iran fails to accept the reality of the current moment, if they fail to understand that they have been defeated militarily and will continue to be, President Trump will ensure they are hit harder than they have ever been hit before.
More U.S. troops are headed to the Middle East. Levitt was asked about authorization by Congress.
That formal authorization from Congress is not necessary because we're currently in major combat operations in Iran. The Department of War and the President, as I said, estimated about a 4 to 6 week timeline for the full completion of these military combat operations. We're again on day 25 today.
Levitt says talks with Iran have not reached a dead end and are continuing. The White House says President Trump will travel to Beijing in May. The trip was scheduled this month but was delayed so the president could stay in Washington during the war. A jury in Los Angeles found both Meta and YouTube liable in a first-of-its-kind lawsuit that aimed to hold social media platforms responsible for harm to children using their services. No deal yet in the Senate on a bill to fund the Department of Homeland Security. Majority Leader John Thune says there is a new option.
Democrats have repeatedly said that they want to pay TSA, Coast Guard, FEMA, and employees who defend America from cyber attacks. This bill would do it.
But Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says the new deal has
none of the reforms we had been discussing. So if anyone is slowing down negotiation and hurting TSA workers, it's the Republican leadership who did not include one single reform.
Democrats want reforms for ICE. More information at apnews.com. Stocks are higher in late-day trading on Wall Street. This is AP News. The Supreme Court is siding unanimously with internet service provider Cox Communications
in its copyright fight with Sony Music Entertainment over illegal music downloads by Cox customers, reversing an earlier jury verdict and jury award of $1 billion and lower court rulings, while acknowledging that record labels have struggled to protect their copyrights from piracy in the age of online music sharing. Justice Clarence Thomas wrote that Cox neither induced its users' infringement nor provided a service tailored to infringement. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Sarah Mullally has formally been installed as Archbishop of Canterbury, marking the start of her public ministry as the first woman to lead the Church of England. She will serve as spiritual head of the Global Anglican Communion, a network of independent churches with more than 100 million members. The church ordained its first female priests in 1994. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.